And sorry to interrupt our colleague David Kestenbaum there, but we're going to go live now to President Obama, who's begun to speak at the Department of Justice. He is proposing changes to the operations of National Security Agency surveillance systems. Let's listen to the president.
Throughout American history, intelligence has helped secure our country and our freedoms. In the Civil War, Union balloons, reconnaissance tracked the size of Confederate armies by counting the number of campfires. In World War II, codebreakers gave us insights into Japanese war plans. And when Patton marched across Europe, intercepted communications helped save the lives of his troops. After the war, the rise of the Iron Curtain and nuclear weapons only increased the need for sustained intelligence gathering. And so, in the early days of the Cold War, President Truman created the National Security Agency, or NSA, to give us insights into the Soviet bloc and provide our leaders with information they needed to confront aggression and avert catastrophe. Throughout this evolution, we benefited from both our Constitution and our traditions of limited government. U.S. intelligence agencies were anchored in a system of checks and balances, with oversight from elected leaders and protections for ordinary citizens. Meanwhile, totalitarian states like East Germany offered a cautionary tale of what could happen when vast, unchecked surveillance turned citizens into informers and persecuted people for what they said in the privacy of their own homes. In fact, even the United States proved not to be immune to the abuse of surveillance. In the 1960s, government spied on civil rights leaders and critics of the Vietnam War. And partly in response to these revelations, additional laws were established in the 1970s to ensure that our intelligence capabilities could not be misused against our citizens. In the long twilight struggle against communism, we had been reminded that the very liberties that we sought to preserve could not be sacrificed at the altar of national security. Now, if the fall of the Soviet Union left America without a competing superpower, emerging threats from terrorist groups and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction place new and in some ways more complicated demands on our intelligence agencies. Globalization and the internet made these threats more acute as technology erased borders and empowered individuals to project great violence as well as great good. Moreover, these new threats raised new legal and new policy questions.
Okay, we are listening to President Obama. He's talking about changes to the National Security Agency. We have heard the president will change the gathering of telephone records in its current form. We'll hear more about that in the next few minutes throughout the morning and have continuing coverage here on Morning Edition. But right now, we're going to take a quick break for our stations on Morning Edition from NPR News.